What's exactly God's part and our part in changing our lives? Alam mo ba? Rick Warren originally wrote God's Part and My Part in Changing Me in his series about how to enjoy the rest of your life, where he mentioned how spiritual growth happens. God uses the Bible, the Holy Spirit, and circumstances so we can grow naturally over time. So faith matters in how we live. I found the key to knowing this. I need to focus on happiness, holiness, and humility. By the way, this is Elisa Camara. Welcome to Cafe Tayo Podcast, where I can talk about my story while having coffee. So today, let's pause, make coffee, and take a few minutes to listen, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Last October 16, 1988, I met Jesus Christ for the first time. Our relationship began, which completely changed my life. But how did God change my life? How am I living to be what God made me to be? Ako ba lahat o lahat ay sa Diyos o pinaghalong sa Diyos at sa akin? Kailangan alam ko ito para tuluyan ako magbago tungo sa pagkakadisenyo sa akin ng Diyos. Listen to Philippians 2, verse 12 to 13. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Heal, Paul says, when it comes to our spiritual growth, God has a part, we have a part. Gumamit siya ng dalawang phrases to explain this cooperation, work out and work in. Work out is my part and work in is God's part. This passage has something to do with our salvation. Pero ang salvation ay religious jargon sa mga makakarinig. Kaya mas magandang alternative na gamitin ko ang word na freedom. To be saved by Jesus is to set free from guilt or from destructive behavior. And set free to know God more, to love others and be what God made me to be. Ito nga pala sa passage na ito, mga Kristiyano na ang kausap ni Paul, kung kaya't ang ibig sabihin nito ay i-develop natin kung anong mayroon na tayo na ginagawa na ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Work out the implications. If we call ourselves Christians, disciples, or followers of Christ, actually there's no difference in those words, we should start growing. Now, there are three things that you and I need to keep an eye on as we allow this change to happen. It is our job to work out what God is working in. How do we work out what God is working into our lives? First, focus on being happy no matter what. Where is your level of happiness? Are you desperate enough looking for happiness even with no particular reason? But most often, we define happiness in different meaning. Sa tingin natin, ang pera, possessions, o success ang mga sagot sa kaligayahan ng tao. Di man natin aminin, pero minsan ito yung nagtutulak sa atin na maging masaya. Pero ito ay mga delusions at idolatry. Ang tunay na kaligayahan at kapayapaan ay matatagpuan lamang sa isang relasyon sa Diyos. Hindi naman tayo pinangakuan ng buhay na walang problema, no? Kailangan natin lumapit sa Diyos at sabihin ng ating mga saloobin, umihingi tayo ng kapanatagan sa Diyos na tayo ikauan niya at magtiwala na didinggin niya ang ating mga taus-pusong panalangin dahil nakikinig siya sa saglit na tumawag tayo sa Kanya. Yan ang sabi ni David sa Psalm 4 verse 3. He listens the split second I call to Him. Kung magiging malalim lang sa'yo ang ibig sabihin nito, there is more joy when you are in God's will than material prosperity and luxury. Ang prosperity kasi, kahit kasing liwanag pa siya na sikat ng araw ang security na makukuha mo dito, hindi ito magiging dahilan para maging mapayapa ang pagtulog mo sa gabi-gabi. Tama ba? Ang lumakad sa kalooban ng Diyos ang tanging dahilan para tayo ay siguradong magiging malaya sa takot at pag-aalala. God has a role in the life change process. We partner with God. God is always at work in us. Use the Bible as His words for us today. Listen to Psalm 37 verse 4 in Tagalog version. Sa Panginoon mo hanapin ang kaligayahan at ibibigay niya sa iyo ang ninanais mo. Ano ba ang naisin mo sa buhay? May pangangailangan ka ba? Listen to Matthew 6 verse 33 naman. Kaya unahin ninyo ang mapabilang sa kaharian ng Diyos at ang pagsunod sa kanyang kalooban at ibibigay niya ang lahat ng pangangailangan ninyo. Second, focus on being holy. Your heart is where the Holy Spirit dwells. He teaches us how to be holy. The Holy Spirit provides the power, the conviction, and the direction for life change. Siya ay kumikulis na para bang isang warning device inside of us kapag nagsisimula na tayong gumawa ng mga maling hakbang at para namang cheering crowd kapag tayo ay gumagawa ng mga tamang hakbang patungo sa kabanalan. Ang Holy Spirit ay nakatira sa ating mga puso. He grieves when we do the wrong thing. He is pleased when do the right thing. He challenges, encourages, and supports you with other believers. Kaya dapat tayo ay nasa isang small community or small group. Ang paggugol ng oras sa ibang mga mananampalataya ay nangangahulugan ng pagdadala ng mga pasanin ng bawat isa. Pinapatibay din ang loob ng bawat isa at pagtulong sa atin na palakasin ang ating pananampalataya. Kaya kapag kumonekta tayo, bumubuo tayo ng confidence, nakakakuha tayo ng feedback, nagiging responsable tayo at nagbabago tayo para mangalaga din ng iba. Kasama rin dito ang pakikisamlamuha sa kapwa. Encourage natin ang ating pamilya na magmano sa mga nakakatanda sa atin at ang paggamit ng po at opo bilang paggalang na kinaugalian na ng Pilipino. Pakita natin na huwag itong mawala kahit maputa pa ang ating mga anak o apo sa ibang bansa. Let us go beyond reproach, that is holiness. Take this as an important key to holiness. Depend on the Holy Spirit in every moment. How do you know that you depend on the Holy Spirit? Review your prayer life. The things you pray for are the things you depend on God for. The things you don't pray for are the things you don't fully depend on God for. Nakikita mo ba ang sarili mo na nakadepende ka sa banal na spirito? Kung ganon, tama ang iyong ginagawa. Third, focus on humility because God wants us to realize that everything we need is on the ground. I like the song by one of Blackpink's members, Rose, On the Ground. The meaning of the song is about the reputations and achievements we have made will one day disappear. We need to know where to stop, change direction, and move toward the goal of becoming a better person. Anong dapat natin tugon sa lahat ng ito? Wala sa atin na may gusto ng half-hearted na paghingi ng tawad ni ang Diyos. Siya ay naghahanap ng tunay na repentance. Kaya ito na ang pagkakataong magsimulang muli. Sabihin sa Diyos ang iyong saloobin, anong gusto mo bang baguhin, anong gusto mong gawin ni Jesus para sa iyo. Ang pagbabalik loob ay pagpapakumbaba sa Diyos. Keep your feet on the ground, meaning huwag tayong makalimot sa nakaraan kung paano ka nagsimula as your humble beginnings upang patuloy na makibagay sa kapwa na may pag-ibig at pangunawa. In summary, we have a part to work out. Seriously focus on happiness, holiness, and humility and move in the direction where God made you be. But don't be too hard on yourself. Trust God. He has a part to keep you on. Gradually look up. He has the power to cultivate gratitude and a thankful spirit. Forgive even when you don't feel it. Be happy no matter what. Be holy for God is holy. Be humble like Christ. Because before you know it, you will be where God made you to be. Sa tuwing dumadaan ka sa mga matitinding pagsubok sa buhay, kahit na gusto mong gumawa ng mali at pinili mo pa rin na gumawa ng tama, lumalago ka sa spiritual maturity, wisdom, character, and faithfulness. Sabi nga, untested faith cannot be trusted. Sooner or later, lahat tayo dadaan sa mga panahon ng pagsubok. Sa mga panahon ito, the challenge is to be faithful. Hindi para patigasin ang mga puso natin, kundi maging soft and tender to God. Napatuloy magtiwala kahit dumadaan tayo at sinusubok ang ating pananampalataya. Last Sunday morning, I was in church and worshiping the Lord. I wonder what we will do in heaven. Apart from worship, we will no longer experience pain, tears, fear, shame, or disgrace. We have a lot to do in heaven. There is a business in heaven. Everything we do on earth we'll do in the new heaven and new earth. The difference is that Satan is locked up in a bottomless pit. We have glorified bodies, free from sickness and death. We live forever in the unity and fellowship of the Holy Trinity. then we will be tested again. Whatever the reason is, Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He is so victorious, and so do we. Panginoong Jesus, salamat po sa mga sakripisyo na pwede kami lumapit sa throne of your grace nang mayroong pagtitiwala, makatanggap ng awa at kahabagan para matulungan kami sa oras ng aming pangangailangan. We come to you humbly, Lord. We are sorry for everything we did wrong and we want to start over. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Hope you walk away from this episode feeling encouraged and inspired to work out what God is working into your life. Be sure to follow me on Spotify, and if this episode was helpful to you, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If someone else would enjoy it and it could help them improve their relationship with Jesus, please share it with them. And if you share on social media, the hashtag Cafetayo with Elisa Camara would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, and God bless us all.